Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome to your Morning Boost and a very happy Wednesday to everybody out there. This is our daily dose of inspiration and actionable advice designed specifically for us, our school leaders. Today, we're tackling a topic that can sometimes feel intimidating, and that is the data-driven leader's mindset. Leadership isn't just about instincts. It's about making informed decisions. So how can we demystify data and use it not to punish, but to inform and celebrate? We'll talk about a simple strategy to turn data from a burden into a powerful tool for collective growth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
Now, embracing a data-driven mindset doesn't mean you lose your human touch. It means you strengthen it with facts. Data is simply a story waiting to be told, a reflection of the reality in our school. The key is how we tell that story. We should use data to ask questions and spark conversations, not just to deliver verdicts. A simple, actionable strategy we can use is to start with one small piece of data we want to improve. For example, let's focus on attendance rates. Instead of just reviewing the numbers alone, we can share this data with our team and brainstorm solutions together. This transforms the goal from a top-down mandate into a collective mission. When everyone has a voice in analyzing the problem and creating the solution, it fosters a sense of ownership and shared responsibility. This approach shifts the focus from what are you doing wrong to how can we all get better at this. It's about using data as a catalyst for collaboration and continuous improvement, celebrating small wins along the way. Remember, as author and leadership expert Patrick Lencioni has said, teamwork is the ultimate competitive advantage. By making data a team sport, we not only improve our metrics, but also build a stronger, more cohesive school community. When we use data in this way, we're not just looking at numbers, we're seeing the lives behind them. I'm reminded of a principal who noticed a slight dip in third grade reading scores, and instead of simply issuing a new directive, she shared the data with her third grade team and asked, "What do these numbers tell you? And what ideas do you have?" The teachers, feeling respected and empowered, quickly identified that students were struggling with vocabulary related to science texts. They created a cross-curricular plan to integrate more vocabulary instruction into their science lessons. A few months later, not only had their reading scores improved, but their students were more engaged and excited about both subjects. This success wasn't due to a top-down order, but a collective effort sparked by a single piece of data. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday. We'll be back again with some more insights as we talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.